But you didn't confide in me. You just went ahead and went about your business and you're leaving. And it meant
Jill and Sally have a problem.
But yet you broke the vase that symbolizes my marriage. So that's saying that you broke my marriage. So.
And for help settling their dispute, the two women have come to the Dayton Mediation Center.
Okay, let's time out. Okay. Aaron was right. You guys are, like, in there.
Oh, no, these guys were even better.
Oh, yeah, they were.
Actually, Jill and Sally are fictional characters being played by two of the students who were training to become mediation specialists earlier this summer. In the future, they'll be handling cases just like the ones they're reenacting in class. The city of Dayton established the center in 1987 in an effort to ease the impact of community conflicts on public resources. The center intervenes in conflicts between residents, neighborhood organizations, businesses, employers and employees, schools, law enforcement agencies, and even the local court system. Tricia Wirtz has been with the center for 18 years, and while she mainly works with separated or divorced parents as they raise their children while being no longer together, she is also one of the lead mediation trainers. Wirtz says the role-playing taking place in today's class is extremely important.
I can talk all day long about things, but until they actually experience it for themselves, they won't have a full grasp of it. So we do role play to really give them the opportunity to experience what it's going to be like to sit at the table, to be a mediator, to try to get it and come into a conversation where people are in conflict and heated and try to figure out what does that look like and what does it feel like so that the next time when they actually go into a real mediation, they'll feel more comfortable.
Works says the mediation process offered by the center provides people in dispute a more personal approach to problem solving.
And I think it also gives people the opportunity to talk about things they don't get to talk about at court. You know, court is a structured place where, you know, there's a specific way things happen just because they're not designed to be that way. And so here they can talk about anything and everything that they want to talk about. And that's not always the case in other places that they go to get their conflicts resolved.
Cherise Hairston has spent more than 20 years working in the field of conflict resolution. As the center's volunteer coordinator, she's responsible for the roughly 70 mediation specialists the center provides annually. Each year, those volunteers participate in more than 1,000 disputes. Hairston says still, they could be doing more.
They can call the police, and they often call the police multiple times. They often get so upset with the person that it results in violence. And so if there were a way to intervene in that situation before it bubbled up into those extremes, that's really what our work is. And so it is important for people to know that we're a resource and that if they're having a situation with a family member, a coworker, a neighbor, and they've tried to resolve it or tried to talk about it, that that's how we can help. And so our numbers should actually be higher. But unfortunately, this idea of sitting down and talking with someone when you're mad and upset with them is not a natural impulse. So that's part of the challenge.
Aaron Prim is a former math teacher who now works at the center as a mediation specialist. He says the job has provided him with an avenue to continue public service.
And I've always had that heart of service for others. And so whether I was a teacher or now as a mediator, I've always relate to others and want to help and serve others. And so this just feels as if it's a natural progression.
How do you know if you're doing a good job?
And so this is a great question. Don, our security guard, he's got vision. And when I say that, he was able to see or recognize that when people first got on the elevator to come up to mediation, that they were very closed off and that they were not on the same page clearly. But upon coming back down the elevator, he saw that people were talking to each other and relating to each other and laughing and joking. So these are some of the ways that we're able to see because we get this feedback from others.
Right, because it's hard. You guys are all new and you're like, I don't know how to get in. And so we certainly, we don't want you to make it so easy that you sit there in silence after everything you say. But at the same time, once you notice a couple of times where you guys have gone back and forth, somebody be quiet for a minute so that they can try to get in.
The volunteers in this class have now joined the ranks of mediation specialists working to help ease some of the many conflicts that people experience in daily life. And it's worth noting that using the center to resolve disputes can be less costly than other measures. The Mediation Center will soon close the application process for their fall classes.